Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jones on, one of the top grapplers in the world. I guess some folks tried to rob one of his top students, who's the world champ, and got torn up pretty bad here in Austin. This just broke. It's on Infowars.com. I just read it during the break. I'm going to call Craig here in a minute and try to get him in studio with us. He lives right down the street. So I think this happened right down the street. Man, I think he tried to carjack the wrong vehicle or whatever. So that didn't go too well. So let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Bob in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Yeah, I just want to say about identifying the true enemy. The NWO is just a shell company. The true enemy is the people that have all the temples and worship Lucifer, the Masonics, and the Satan worshippers. They infiltrated every aspect of our life, our government, every aspect, our schools. And what they're doing is Luciferian rituals and lifetime. Until we're willing to admit the true problem, we have people in office who swear allegiance to Lucifer. When they put a hand on a Bible, it's blasphemy. It's blasphemy. We're supposed
well,
to
listen, you're right. You're right. With the Masons, it's been complex since Egypt. There was the dark schools and the light schools, the mystery schools. And then, of course, Solomon continued on. And our president, George Washington, was a Christian, but wrote letters saying the Masonic system had been taken over by Satanists out of Europe. And yes, most Masonic temples now at the higher degrees pledge allegiance to Lucifer. That is the big secret. That is true.
Yes, that is true. And wouldn't it be like a true demon, right, if they worship Lucifer to tell everyone, hey, watch out for those, watch out for Lucifer worshipers. And that's what I believe George Washington was. That's what I believe every Mason is at a high level.
Oh, wow. So you think George Washington was bad?
Correct. Yes, sir. Yes, 100%. He has that royal blood inside him. He was serving them the whole time. We have to come to the truth, to the realization. But we have to focus on what's before us right now. They unleashed genocide, everybody. Never forget that. They killed everybody. They took the cold and the flu and weaponized it against us. They caused terror and chaos. Fauci and Trump have to stand trial for what they did. He cannot become president. That's disgusting. Your boy Craig Jones got injured by that vaccine from that guy Trump, and yet we're still promoting him. He's the king that dumped poison in the well, and we're going, let's bring him back. Are we this sick? Are we this weak? Everybody wake up. I love you. Let's save.
No, I mean, I hear you. I mean, I hear what you're saying. That's why we have open phones. So what do you think of RFK Jr.?
Unfortunately, I think they're all part of it. I think it's all, in my personal opinion, I think that his father was part of the fake faith. Eli's part of the fake faith. They're at the point where we're waking up. There's a vibration being sent out. We're starting to realize we're on solid ground, four pillars, unlimited resources. This is a living organism we live on that grows. It grows with us. It's eternal. It's God's creation. It cannot stop. Do not listen to these lies. Do not be deceived.
Well, it is true that oil wells refill almost everywhere, and they don't know how it does it. All right, I appreciate your call. Look. I know there's this view that everything's controlled. I know I'm not controlled. And I know a lot of people that are powerful and in positions of power that are not controlled. They don't know what to do against the system. They're looking for leadership. And so, yeah, a lot of stuff's controlled. We got to judge a tree by its fruits. And I don't think RFK Jr. is bad, or his father or his uncle were bad. The deep state killed him. They were going up against they weren't perfect either, by the way. But, I mean, they were not going along with the power structure, and they got killed. So, you know, these globalists are not all powerful. They understand psychology. They have a lot of money. It's our weakness that makes them strong. And as we get stronger, they get weaker. That's what I'm trying to say here. There's not just evil in the universe. Man, there's good, too. I'm a regular guy that literally started out on Access TV 29 years ago and has reached billions of people because of you, us working together. And I'm for real. I've made mistakes. I'm not perfect. I get better as the years go on. But, man, I know there's a lot of good in the world. Woo! All right. We'll try to connect with this Elon Musk, RFK Jr. audio. It supposedly already started. We'll see if we can get that going. And then we'll get the great Drew Hernandez on with some big breaking news and more of your calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but week or so, should go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Elon Musk and RFK Jr. have not started their transmission yet. We'll cut to it once they do. Drew Hernandez has got some amazing new video at one of these pedo events we're going to be showing you right now. Let's go to Steve in Alaska. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding, Steve.
Roger that. Hey, yeah, as far as Musk goes, Musk is a globalist, period. No matter what he says, he still hasn't restored you guys to Twitter. Sorry. He hasn't restored Mike Adams from Natural News to Twitter. His actions speak louder than words, in my opinion. No, that's why I said opinion. As far as Kennedy goes, Kennedy, I like him. Personally, I wouldn't vote for him at this point. His comments before that are anti-Second Amendment would foreshadow me voting for him unless he was the only viable candidate. And as far as it goes, Trump, as much as I do not particularly like Trump, Trump is a businessman, and right now our government needs to be ran like a business that is tanking. And if we don't have a businessman in there that knows what he's doing, we are going to tank even further, because politics is one thing, business is another. And I've got one other quick prediction for you. You know, everybody's talking about the energy grid going to get bombed, right? We had that ammonium nitrate fertilizer disappear, quite a bit of it. If you look back at the Oklahoma City bombing and you really delve into it, if that would have been ammonium nitrate, you would have had undetonated chunks that would have been about the size of softballs. So it's not ammonium nitrate. That was a directional blast. It was probably C4. But I guarantee you it was not ammonium nitrate. That comes from the guy who makes his own fireworks.
No, I understand. We had General Parton on. We covered it all. We know what Oklahoma City was, an inside job. I hear you. Great points. Thank you, Steve. They're getting ready to go live with this Elon Musk Spaces event with RFK Jr. Let's go ahead. There's music playing right now. Let's go ahead and go to this for a few minutes. We'll let this roll in the background. I know. I love the crew to death. I've had three crew members jump my ear and tell me it's just music. I know it's just music, guys. I like it. I want to listen to it. I want to hear it. Kind of like this, like elevator chic. What would you guys call this music? Kind of like modern elevator. Take the brain chip. 5G's loving and good. Fluoride's good in your water, and the shot makes you feel good. I'm Elon Musk, and I love robots and self-driving cars. All right, getting serious here. We'll kind of fade that down in the background a little bit. It's soon as they come up live, we'll go to it. They kind of messed up at first with DeSantis, so I have a sneaking suspicion they're testing it out behind the scenes as they all dial in remotely. Let's go ahead and go to Jeffrey in Colorado. You're on the air.
Alex, how you doing, man? A great, beautiful day. And look, it's the structure, divine, spiritual. You can't see it. It's nothing. You don't even know it's there. And this is the problem. They've corrupted the heavens. Okay? And they're all involved with it. They've all been involved with it. And they need to stop.
No, I hear you.
Well, if you type in June 5th, 2017, air traffic control, he gave the beast system everything they wanted, weapons that you don't even know about. You see, it's all structured design, but people are not understanding because it's a spiritual war, and they're not seeking the right truth. It all comes down to the truth.
And what is the truth, Jeffrey?
Well, what do you want it to be? We can't bow to man like some people are, and they're being exposed by doing that. They're having to advertise more, I notice.
All right, I appreciate your call. I'm not following you. Maybe it's just me today, but I don't understand what you're talking about, but I appreciate your call. Ron in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right, so Trump was the best president in our lifetime. I think we can agree on that. He had 2020 stolen from him. He deserves another term. He never said the COVID jab should be mandatory, and he's too proud to admit that he got duped by Fauci. Okay, that's Trump. DeSantis wouldn't even be governor without Trump's endorsement. He needs to wait his turn. And the only good thing RFK Jr. can do is disrupt the Democrat primary. There's a video on my Twitter feed of RFK Jr. saying, if you're a climate denier, you belong in jail with three hots and a cot. There's no way anyone sane can vote for that guy.
Well, he's now come out and said the whole environmental movement is run by globalists to enslave us. But I do want to see that video. What's your Twitter account?
Well, I'll send you a link to it.
But hold on. I want to see the clip. So why would you not want to plug your Twitter account on there?
Because it's my Twitter is my name. I'll tell it to your operator.
Okay,
offline.
It's okay. Hold on. Just don't hang up. Put him on hold for a minute.
All right.
Guys, search engine. RFK Jr. says climate deniers deserve three hots and a cot. I want to see if that's true. Because I've been following him for a long time, and if he did say that, I have serious misgivings, and he needs to distance himself from that or explain what he meant by that. But like a caller earlier said, Trump went to Epstein Island. No, he didn't. That's all fake news. There is no proof of that. I've investigated it, okay? If I found out it's true, I'll go crazy. I'll go after Trump. It's not true. So if we're going to make claims here, I want the proof. And I'm not saying he didn't say it. I'm not saying the last guy hang up. He's still there. Which caller is he? Oh, yeah, Ron in Texas. Okay, Ron, sorry to put you on hold. I just want to get through that. Go ahead.
So if Trump had been to Epstein Island, that would have already been published. We all know that.
Well, I'm not saying you're a liar. That's pretty shocking. When did RFK Jr. say this?
I don't know. There's a video on my Twitter feed of him saying climate deniers.
But you won't tell us your Twitter feed. I don't understand.
Yeah,
you have a public Twitter feed that's your name, but you don't want it on air.
It's my first and last name. That's my Twitter handle.
I think I'm starting to go insane here. Okay, so you're public on Twitter, but you don't want to be Twitter. You don't want to be public here on air.
Okay.
Okay, just put him on hold. We'll play this game. Put him on hold and find out his Twitter handle, and then we'll put that on screen. I don't understand. It's like being half pregnant. That doesn't matter. Sorry, just maybe I'm the one that's stupid here. Explain to me what you're talking about, Ron. Did I take a hit of acid before the show today? I didn't take a hit of acid, but I kind of feel like I'm on acid right now. I really do. We'll go back to Ron in a minute. Let's go to Alex in Indiana. Alex in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
I just really, really quick, I just want to say thank you for encouraging me and my wife. We had great careers, and we were under medical tyranny and left to start our own businesses to be free and homeschool our two kids.
Beautiful, brother.
Amazing. The awakening is amazingly strong. I just want to talk about the single most highest potency potential event in the United States, which would be the thoughts combined of Elon Musk, RFK, Joe Rogan, and Alex Jones. Why not episode 1986? Hit up your boy, Joe Rogan. Make it happen. I just want to say that Elon Musk, if you follow him on Twitter and watch what he's always posting things that you talk about, very important things, and he'll just put an exclamation mark or say concerning on there. And he doesn't get into detail, and that's kind of telling, because he doesn't want to kind of out himself as maybe potentially, you know, on the fringe of controversial or conspiratory. The things that he's posting are spot on, man.
Well, absolutely. That's why I don't trust Elon, but when he does good...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
June month, right? We're going, really celebrating Pride all year.
Yes.
So showing that we can celebrate Pride any time of the year. As you see right now, as the parade continues, we have the West Hollywood LA Leather Community. That's what you're taking a look at here. They're founded here in West Los Angeles and West Hollywood, representing this entire region. They put on a show. They showed up. I'm just saying.
They showed up. Sure.
They got the mask. They got the love.
I have to ask, I'm obligated to ask, how many of you are actually registered to vote? Are you registered? And no shame if you're not. No shame if you're not, because it's not too late to register for the next election and turn the tide of all of the hate, the anti-gay nonsense in the State House, the anti-gay nonsense in the Senate, the anti-gay nonsense in Florida, in the United States. It's insane. Over 500 laws have been introduced across the country. Today, the anti-drag bill in Tennessee was voted unconstitutional by an appeals court. So that's pretty incredible.
I can't watch anymore. We'll get to more later. But imagine, everybody knows if you're at a park and a creepy dude dressed like a woman comes over and starts shaking their butt at your kid, you call the police. But not here. Women take their children to literally be part of a freak show, and then that becomes the national culture of America, which makes the whole world hate America, which is part of the plan. That's why the big corporations fund it. The Spaces event with RFK Jr. has begun with Elon Musk. I want to play a few minutes of this live. We'll go to Drew Hernandez, but I promised to do it, but they started it late. Here's a few minutes, and we'll go to Drew Hernandez.
There are people who are making decisions who are not necessarily elected officials that the public has found out, and so many Americans today feel like the promise of democracy has been a bait and switch, and that we're no longer living in a democratic system where we are actually the sovereign of our own destinies, the deciders of our own fate, that people over whom we have no control, that moneyed interests, that large corporations have taken over this kind of merger of state and corporate power that's happened in Washington, D.C., and the state capitals, has not only turned our regulatory agencies into predators against the American people, they're supposed to be our protectors, but also that all the decision-making, the real decision-making, has been taken from the American public, and that, you know, you see so many people. I'm in rural Pennsylvania today, and I'm surrounded by people who feel despair about our country, who are disillusioned, who are struggling with poverty for reasons that they don't understand, but they feel like they no longer are the masters of their own destiny. And I think a lot of that is because it's true. Our government has become an instrument of corporate power, and it is not telling, and because of that, it has to lie to us. You know, it can't afford to be transparent, because if it actually told us what it was up to and why it was making certain decisions, people wouldn't put up with it. So everything has to be cloaked in fear and deception. And I think, you know, Americans, even though they don't understand it, they understand that something very, very...
All right, this is fascinating. This is powerful. I promise you, Owen is going to be playing large excerpts of this. It's live now. We are recording it. The war room's coming up. Also, in the fourth hour, our guest hosts understand that I bump people sometimes. Guys, I know this is being recorded. I want excerpts of this. This is powerful. I may take 15 minutes of Slendy's time. He understands that to air some of this. But regardless, the whole thing's linked on Infowars.com. Drew Hernandez, great to have you on with us. You're on all the time. You're such a dynamic researcher and talk show host. Pedo month has begun. Satan month has begun. Pride month has begun. Where I don't hate individuals and I'm not hating them or judging them myself. We know this lifestyle being forced on people is part of depopulation and destruction to kill, steal, and destroy. And we know that we can't. The system's not going to let us even live in harmony with this. This is a system meant to take over our children and take us over. And so that's why we have to then just reject the whole thing. I don't think anybody can deny now that that's what's happening. But now that pedo month, we're now 5 months into sex month, pervert month, just whatever you want to call it, as the new religion of the decadent, mindless left leading their children into destruction. Tell us what you just witnessed in Tempe, Arizona.
Yeah, so a couple nights ago, Tempe, Arizona, downtown Tempe was promoting their very first Pride party, and they promoted it all over Instagram and on Big Tech as all ages. I decided to go down there, and of course, you already played a couple of the clips of the vice mayor coming out and praising their score that they get, you know, to show that they're good citizens of the New World Order and they're okay with all this LGBTQ nonsense and they're super woke and they obviously love black people. So, you know, it's that's like the corporate system top down of that, right? When you have these woke mayors that just simply want to praise themselves that they're not racist and not homophobic.
And again, explain, these are the ESGs, the global scores on your social, environmental, everything. Here it is right here. The Corporate Equality Index criteria.
That's exactly what it is. It's essentially an ESG score where these unelected individuals get to score businesses, cities, elected mayors, individuals, whether they're essentially woke enough or not. And you literally get a number score. It's like commie China where, okay, you're this amount great to the LGBTQ. You're this amount great to the lesbians or the gays or you name it, to black people. You're not this racist. So you get this high score. And by the way, I think Target or Bud Light score has recently just like plummeted because of everything that's taking place. They're just losing all over the place. But this is kind of the...
Well, that's right. For those that don't know, all the death threats and attacks are by the pedo cult, mad at Bud Light, mad at Target because they pulled back from total destruction.
So here's the deal, though, Alex. Here's the deal, okay? So these scores, right, they get their scores bumped up. They get their scores bumped up if they're a good citizen of the New World Order and they're okay with homosexuality and pushing all this degeneracy, right? So what does that really mean, right? Like, what does that really mean to these people? So I think this was a perfect case study for me because I was there watching the drag queen come up. You played that. Watching these degenerates come up on stage in front of children. There's all kinds of children and infants. I'm talking infants, Alex. Not even children. I'm talking infants, babies. All right? Little babies carried by mothers.
With weird freakazoids coming up like demons and shaking their butts and genitals at them.
Well, it's even worse, okay? So this LGBTQ rapper named Real X-Man that all over his Instagram holds the belief that homosexuals are divine human beings. It always gets theological, doesn't it? Because it's satanic and it's Luciferian. I want people to see this. I don't know if you want to play it now or we come back from the break. I want them to see it in full because this individual right here gets on stage and the lyrics, all right, are literally rapping about two things in front of infants like that, rapping about gay sodomy, all right, anal sex with another man, the sex acts. But not only about that, the song is about switching a straight man into a homosexual by committing gay sex on him right in front of infants, right in front of children, just minutes after the mayor comes out and praises her score from the unelected individuals for being a good citizen of the New World Order. So my question is, and I think the answer to my question is, what does that mean? What does a good score mean to these people? It's degeneracy like this. All right. It's
well, a good score means setting your son up to have his penis cut off or your daughter to have her breast cut off. We know what it means. It's a satanic hell cult. Let's come back in with the demon rapper as the intro music straight ahead with Drew Hernandez. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. and we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Let's go, let them know who we do this for. For the girls, for the gays, for the fellas in the green getting paid, for the rock star going both ways. We like girl on girl all day. For the hill, for the bays, for the good, for the trade. I can tell you what I'm swing my way. Come on, baby, let me put you up all day.
Alright, so you're going to get rid of fire ants or some other species. You'll introduce sterilized males into the population so that the animals don't produce anymore. They got other systems as well. This is all I told you about in the Endgame. I told you about it 20-something years ago. A plan for depopulation. And it's government, corporate-sponsored, sexualization of children, force-fed to everyone. And if you look, these are all a bunch of lost losers. Except for their children, who are captives, being brought and literally put into this whole predator lifestyle. Because that's all they can get to recruit. They don't have children. So it's a well-known fact that a large portion of the children CPS from good families for almost no reason. in liberal jurisdictions are given to homosexual families. So they hunt us. And they take our children because they're the enlightened ones. They deserve to do it. Just like in Germany for decades, they took children from Christians and gave them to convicted pedophiles. So that's what this is. You know, Jordan Peterson comes out and says that gays are being scapegoated and set up by the transgender pedo cult and that they should speak out. Well, there are gays against groomers and there are groups doing that, and that's good. But the point is that this is all a corporate agenda, and the majority of people that are involved in this know that they'll be supported by the power structure and get a good ESG if they do this. I just want to ask, what comes after acceptance of this? Because remember, it's not just raping children. Now it's cutting their genitals off. So Drew Hernandez joins us to talk more about this, but here's the Jordan Peterson Club.
First of all, the best thing to do with kids with body dysmorphia was to just leave them the hell alone till they were 18. And the reason for that was, well, first of all, the first reason was that about 80% of them ended up gay. And so part of the reason they were bodily dysmorphic when they were very young is because they were homosexual. And there was some tension between their emerging sexual proclivity and their biological reality, at least in contrast to what was normative. 80% of them would grow up to be gay. So, and that's not that surprising, really, is it? That hyper-feminine little boys who are that way by temperament are going to grow up to be homosexual. And on the other side, the female front, that the hyper-masculine girls are going to be grow up butchy and more likely to be attracted to girls. I don't think that's a real surprise to anybody. But the fact that it's 80% is quite the statistic. And what that means is that 80% of the kids who are being transformed surgically are gay. And so if there's a genocide, so to speak, and there isn't, but if there's a case of mass abuse of the gay community, the most egregious examples of that mass abuse is occurring at the hands of the trans activists.
But that's the whole point. They don't want to just not have you reproduce. They want to kill you. So this, again, legitimizes the fact that there's chemicals in the water making boys more feminine. That's in the studies. In most of these houses, there's not men in the house. So the boys grow up only associating with feminine energy. And so it's artificially creating this. That's a fact. That's what happens in the major rat studies. There's not dominant males in the rat colony, the mouse colony. The males then become, quote, gay. They become homosexual, and then the colony collapses. They all die. So this has been studied in mammals. It's been studied in ancient times. The Bible says if you accept this, your civilization will collapse. At every point in history, when a civilization collapses, they adopt this. So I don't hate the individuals, you know, who are adults doing things. I say it's wrong and destructive, but I do hate the outcome of it. I know you're a pastor and more fiery on me than this, Drew, but I think that, you know, I want people to realize this is a destructive globalist plan they're pushing. They know exactly what they're doing. And instead of giving them what they want, that, oh, I hate you. I don't hate these people. I do hate the ones that are going after kids, but I really do hate their ignorance of what they're part of. And so what do you say to all that?
I would say, Alex, the Bible's clear, man, that open rebuke is better than concealed love. And I think speaking the truth in love is essential now more than ever because of what we're witnessing all around us with the mutilization of children. They want to hijack children. They want to sexualize children. There's a reason why they're targeting children. Yes, it's to hijack the next generation, but they need an entire obedient population that grows up desensitized to all of these things. Because right now, yes, we're living in a reprobate society, but there's still an amount of the population that is disgusted when I report on an incident like this. So you can kind of take the temperature when these reports go out. People get triggered for the right reasons. Okay, not triggered like leftists, but yes, this should really piss you off. That's a good thing in society. That's why we need to change this stuff. But I'll say this. Christ said this, and he made it very clear when the disciples asked him, what's the end of the world going to be like in Matthew chapter 24? What are we going to see? And Christ made it clear, Alex, that lawlessness would abound and the love of many would grow cold. What that means is people will be totally numb, absolutely numb, a level of depravity and void of morality that you and I can't even comprehend, a great delusion that will fall upon all of mankind where, yes, we will call good evil and evil good, but on a level where there will be such a minority of people speaking out against it, it will just seem normal to rape children out in the open. Right now it looks bad, but stuff is about to get worse. But I'll say this as well, Alex, is we're dealing with Satan here. All right, we're dealing with the ancient serpent from the beginning in the Garden of Eden. All right, this individual is advanced. This individual was in the presence of God when his heart elevated up against God and got cast down to the earth and brought a third of the angels with him. This is what we're dealing with. Very advanced individuals with agendas.
We're not dealing with a lightweight.
That know just exactly where they're going. So I'll say this. This is the total end game for everybody. All right? It's the end of humanity. It's the end of all civilization. It's to take over with satanic tyranny, included with pedophilia, this homosexual, you can call it like this corporate nationalism, fascism. That's what we're experiencing right now, right? All of this is to get people to buy into it, think that they're on the right side, think that it's the good thing to do. Oh, I'll raise my ESG score. I'm a good person. I don't want to speak out of it. I'm going to be a conservative and make sure that I'm not judging people. What I'm saying is this. The end game, Alex, is for people to believe the lie, die, and go to hell. I know that sounds very cliche, but that's what this is.
Well, I mean, it's definitely get your soul. We're eternal beings. Most people don't know that. They want to, but I mean, what you said is true. Think of the cult level of Tempe, Arizona, with an ESG score saying we bring kids to pedo events so we get the highest UN score. We're under a UN corporate score. I mean, how dangerous is that alone? What a cult!
Who elected these people? Nobody. Nobody elects the UN. Nobody elects the EU. Nobody elects the World Economic Forum. Nobody elects any of these individuals. Nobody elects the Dr. Fauci's of the world. Nobody. Oh, and then they say, oh, we want to have our drag shows to ourselves, right? We just want to, you know, live our own lives and, you know, commit our acts of sex behind closed doors. But that sure went 0 to 1,000 real quick, didn't it? Because you have these individuals, I just reported on this drag queen standing on stage calling to take over the Arizona Senate and the U.S. Congress. And I'm supposed to sit here and believe that this is not just some kind of agenda to destroy and dismantle God's design? God created marriage, Alex. None of us are perfect.
Well, look at the target. Look at the target. An advertisement said, "This join our cult of death." It shows an adult skeleton giving a baby skeleton the fire of pedoville, saying, "We will take over your children." I mean, that's what they say. They go to city council meetings and say, "We're going to get your children." I've got hundreds of clips of it.
Alex, this is biological order that we're dealing with here, that God has instituted. None of us, no human being can tamper with that. Only those that want to play God, right? Like Noah Harari, all these Satanists and globalists that want to change DNA with mRNA. They want to chop kids' genitals up. They want to rearrange what marriage is supposed to look like. Oh, a man could get pregnant. A woman that identifies as a man can get pregnant. So a man could get pregnant. This is all the perversion of God's blessing design handed over to humanity. That's why you're seeing this dismantled, disgusting, perverse attack on all of these blessed things that God has given
us. Well, exactly. Imagine if the government was cutting whales' penises off. You'd say it was horrible. But if it's humans they're cutting off, it's loving. It's genocide.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
States, convicted pedophiles carrying out drag queen pedo time with footage we can't even show you on our TV affiliates that will turn us off. But children are subjected to this, the horrible surgeries by the tens of thousands, the big hospitals gearing up to sterilize and castrate millions of children, the cutting of the forearms and thighs off to build giant artificial penises. They don't just cut off a little flesh to create a little psychotic fake penis, but big, giant, foot-long things that rot and fall off to make it more hellish, more evil, more insane. Huge, fake vaginas that literally always become infected and are just nightmare scenarios for these children. That's why most of them commit suicide. This is Hellraiser, pit of hell. At least Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, paralyzed and then killed his victims. At least... Charlie Manson, when he killed Sharon Tate and cut the baby out, had the decency to strangle her with her intestines. These people make Charlie Manson look like a choir boy. But it's all like, oh, we're going to cut your forearms off and your thighs out. And then the new Hellraiser has a transgender pinhead that rips people's thighs and arms out and creates fake penises. I mean, they're just telling you, we are demons. We're going to rip the flesh off you. We're going to build artificial penises. We're going to create maggot. Folks, it's so insane. I can't even believe it's happening. But it's all out in the open, all being done to our children, totally satanic. Drew Hernandez, they're just getting started. And notice the sacrament of the ESG. what is it, Target's lost $15 billion or whatever it is, Anheuser-Busch $12 billion, and the market share, and then more pile on, North Face, Maybelline, just all of them just pile, oh, we want to be part of it too. We want to promote sexualization of children because it's bigger than the ESGs where they'll get unlimited funding in the future. They worship their God, and this is their coming out, and their target is our children, Drew.
This is their cult, and when you take a look at cults, they have theology, they have their leaders. It's not one, it's multiple. They have their beliefs, they have their doctrines, they have their do's and their don'ts, and I've been arguing for the past few years that this woke cult, they claim that Jesus is oppressive, they claim that Christianity is oppressive, they claim that a world that we live in where there's law and order and a set of rules that's meant to keep us safe and restrain us from committing
acts. We're going to free you. We're going to cut your uterus and breast off. And we're going to chop your thighs off and create a giant, stinking, rotting, fake penis that falls off. I mean, again, I told this story last week. I stepped in a telephone pole that they'd moved in the middle of the desert when I came back to the road by the lodge in a 3-foot hole, blew my Achilles. Didn't get surgery. They could have stapled it. Would have been off of it 5 weeks. I waited 9 years. I've been to local doctors. They said it's inoperable. You know, we can't do it. I went to other more advanced surgeons. They said 80% chance it works, but we got to put a cadaver tendon in you, and you can't walk on it for 7 weeks, blah, 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 or it'll totally fail. But you waited too long. So they're telling me to make a leg work they probably can't do. And I need this leg, okay? I waited too long. But literally a fake penis, folks. I've seen the surgical videos. Makes you want to throw up. They cut giant blobs of flesh out of the thighs. They cut the forearms off to the bones. And these women walk around with huge gouged out arms. Most of them before were into self-harm. And then they create these big, giant, fake penises with a plastic tube going into your bladder. And then you have this big, rotting, stinking thing that doesn't even work and has nothing but pain. I mean, that is Hellraiser. And I made the joke a month ago, it's Hellraiser. And the crew goes, you didn't know there's a Hellraiser where it's a transgender that cuts women's up and cuts men's penises off? In the movie, it does the surgeries and rips the flesh off the thighs and forearms. It's literally Hellraiser. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you're right. It's Satan. It's Lucifer. I mean, if you really think about it, it's a pathetic excuse. You know what I mean? Like, you hear these...
Oh, it's so liberal. We're going to cut your forearms off and give you a big rotting penis that doesn't work. I can barely get doctors to line me up to fix this because I waited too long because they don't want to do it unless it's going to work. And then they'll literally, that they got doctors that will do this. I mean, what the hell? I can barely get doctors to fix my leg, and I haven't done it yet, because they're telling the truth that it may not work. What about this?
Oh, get in the back of the line, Alex. Get in the back of the line. You're white. You're not a transsexual. Get in the back of the line so the little kids can get in the front of the line so we can chop their penises up. You can't get your leg fixed, Alex. You can't get that leg fixed. Only if you were to go in and say, let's chop up my penis and maybe we'll fix
but
your
sure,
leg.
But I want to explain, these are separate doctors. I'm not even complaining. They're being honest that it may not work, so they don't want to do it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. This is what I was saying. These people want to be God, so they play God, right? But it's a pathetic excuse.
But it's
right?
Guaranteed it's not a real penis. It's guaranteed it doesn't have any feeling but pain. It's guaranteed it's on a real vagina on men that have their penises cut off, but a big gaping, rotting hole. In most cases, people commit suicide because of it, because you literally now have a big bleeding fake hole in you or a big fake giant penis. And because the psycho doctors want to cut more off the thighs and arms. I've seen the videos. Every one of the videos I've seen is like a foot-long giant rotting thing. I mean, just imagine, again, 80% chance they can fix my leg, okay? But they want me to sign a thing that it may not work. Imagine they're building something they know doesn't work. It's like the South Park episode 10 years ago where the guy wants to be a dolphin and they give him this big fake dolphin thing. He's in total pain and can barely walk. That's what we're talking about. It's fraud. You're not a dolphin. It's not a penis. It's not a vagina. It doesn't work.
You are very transphobic, Alex Jones. I can't believe you just said that. I'm totally kidding. But no, but they make money too, Alex. They make money. These doctors know what's up. Not only they're like pedophiles wanting to touch little kids' genitals, they get a high out of it. They get to see a little girl's vagina. They get to see a little boy's penis without parental consent now. But at the same time, these people are making money. They're making tens of thousands of dollars, and they
know the real sickness is like Hellraiser. They're telling you they get to cut it up.
Yes, they get to cut it up. They get to see it. They get to play with it.
They probably take it home because they're sick, twisted pedophiles at the same time. But also, they become forever patients. These people know, yes, they're test dummies. They're guinea pigs, this generation of kids that are buying into this stuff. They are the lab rats of this generation. But at the same time, these pedo mad scientist doctors, freak doctors, they know that, but they're still making money.
Well, that's it. They've set the precedent for human-animal clones, cross-human species, three-parent children, all of it's now been officially announced, children being born that aren't even human. It's just getting us used to horror. It's just getting us used to pure horror.
Alex, they get pleasure, they get money. It's a win-win for these pedophile doctors, right? Because they love children, they love seeing them naked. It's just so sick and twisted. This is not healthcare. Isn't it sick how they call it healthcare? It's not healthcare.
We've got to get these kids care. We've got to cut their penis off and then give them a big rotting hole. And I'm sorry to talk like this, folks. If you watch the surgeries, we've shown 3D graphics of it. It's horrible enough. Whether it's brain surgery, heart surgery, any surgery you want, you can find it online. I have made myself watch 3 of the artificial penis surgeries and several of the fake vagina surgeries, and it looks like a frickin' slaughterhouse. And the people say later, it's painful, it bleeds for decades, and help me, I want a camping trip, I got maggots. And they're just like, that's your problem. It's because people aren't nice to you because you're trans, that people aren't praising you enough, and the beauty of the big giant rotting hole we put in you.
If someone for real has gender dysphoria, you know, I think that's a pretty serious thing. But I don't think the answer is to mutilate somebody's body and make it even worse. Ugh. Like, that's only going to make your mental illness flare up and go instantly out of control. Because if you already don't feel like you're not in the right body, when you go into a surgery like this and you get your body broken open and mutilated, and then a couple months down the line, your little neo-penis burrito looks like Dan Aykroyd from the Coneheads. Remember, that's what those little neo-penises look like, right? It falls off, and it's sitting there smiling at you all green. That doesn't help your mental illness. Whose mental illness is that supposed to help? It's a lie. It's all a lie.
And by the way, they admit almost all of the fake penises fall off within 1 year. So again, doctors don't want to do my surgery because a 20% chance it'll fail because I waited too long, my fault. They're honest and say, well, you got to sign paperwork because it may fail. But they've got doctors that will literally build them a fake vagina that doesn't work, that isn't real. I mean, again, folks, they can't make hearts that work right artificially because it doesn't work. They're literally, I mean, it'd be one thing if they said, okay, we can give you a penis. And like robots did it, it grew one, and it worked. I'd be like, well, okay, you want to do that. You know, you're 18, get your fake, you know, get a real penis. But it's not that, ladies. It's a hellraiser rotting penis.
I mean, that's exactly, you know, Alex, it's like the abortion issue, right? People need to see this stuff. And I encourage, go look at an adult so-called trans surgery, okay? So you can see for yourself. And by the way, when the kids go and they try to seek this medically, the parents are totally ignorant. It's the same when, like, little girls try to go to get an abortion. Well, what are the side effects? What's going to happen to me?
They'll be supportive. Don't listen to other sides. And it's the hospital that's making the money off of it that tells you, all right.
All across the board. Abortion, they do the same thing. They keep you in the dark ignorant. They do the same thing with these botched trans free surgeries.
Drew, hold on. I want to ask you what you think we should do. Then I have some excerpts of RFK with Elon and the great Gerald Celente takes over. But my Lord, I mean, it just give me a break, folks.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.